This is ReachMD. Welcome to this special series, Rheumatoid Arthritis, Addressing Unmet Needs, sponsored by Lilly. On this episode, titled, What Does the Future Hold for Rheumatoid Arthritis? We will hear from rheumatologists about what they think the future of rheumatoid arthritis will be.
The future for RA is very exciting. We have new medications that have different mechanisms of actions that are coming out. It seems like almost yearly or even every few months. The research skills are markedly increased. We also have the wonderful position now deciding on who we can even stop therapy or lessen therapy on. We hope to have biomarkers in the future that will help us to personalize who gets what treatment, because there are so many treatments, and also on who we can taper or even stop medications.
Right now, we try so many medicines because we don't know. About 88% of medicines in the United States, they go wasted because either they didn't work or patients did not take it. Wouldn't it be nice if you could tell a patient that this is the medicine is going to work for you with 98, 99% precision? And you prescribe that much amount of medicine and you save a lot of resources for the community and improve health prevention rather than keep applying, giving medicines that result in significant cost.
So the integration or the linkage of data in the wild outside of office visits, like through health tracker devices, or that one might grab on smartphones through patient registries that currently exist today, like the Arthritis Power Registry, is really an unprecedented opportunity to be able to then link with the data resources and assets like through our electronic health records that we're using routinely to both inform care as well as to improve quality.
The future of treatment for rheumatoid arthritis will rest on an improved understanding of the etiopathogenesis of the disease. We need to learn more about the environmental factors that trigger the disease. Perhaps the microbiome is an important factor. It would be fantastic to learn which cytokines are the dominant drivers in which patients and at which time in the lifespan of the disease. This information will allow us to tailor therapy to the individual patient.
The preceding program was sponsored by Lilly. To revisit any part of this discussion and to access other episodes in this series, visit reachmd.com/addressingRA. Thank you for listening. This is ReachMD. Be part of the knowledge.